Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Greg Myers, CEO and president for Casa Gold Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is CZY. And they are a new gold resource company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing prospective gold mining properties, specifically in Mexico. Thanks for joining us today, Greg.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Casa Gold.
Well, Casa Gold is newly public. We just completed our IPO a couple weeks ago. And the way it was formed is there's another company in our group of companies called CanArc, and they decided to spin out their Mexican projects. And so they spun them into a private company, Casa Gold, at that time. At the same time, they dividended out shares to all the CanArc shareholders, so they're all shareholders of Casa Gold. Then that was about 2 years ago. And so during the next 2 years, we worked on projects, got things ready, and started working on the IPO earlier this year. So that's kind of the history coming up to the point where we are right now.
Well, great. And so talk to us a little bit about the your main properties, Santiago, Morris, Velaza, and Tolute.
Okay, right now we have four main project areas where we're working. The project that we'll be drilling the first is called the Santiago Project, and that's in a part of Mexico called the Sierra Madre Silver and Gold Belt, and it's very close to a little town called Batopilas, which is a 300-year mining history silver town. So it's a very prolific area. Their Gold Corp has a very big mine about 20 kilometers away from our project called the El Sausal Mine. And they've been in operations for about 7 years now, I guess. Our project is a series of high-grade gold veins. They run up to a couple of ounces of gold per ton. And right now we've been doing surface sampling. It's been owned by a family, a Mexican family, for the last 100 years. It's never had any kind of exploration, but the family went out, and when they were hungry, they mined some gold and went in and sold it and paid for their bills and food and whatever. So we're the first modern exploration company to take a look at this. We're very enthusiastic about the potential. There's a zone that's at least a kilometer to a kilometer and a half long where we see bits and pieces of the veins come through the vegetation or the cover, the soil cover. So our idea right now, I've got a crew in the field. They're sampling and trying to get some more details on the vein area, and I have a cat out there building a drill road right now, and we plan to start drilling in probably mid to late January. We'll do about 2,000 meters of drilling and test the veins along about three-quarters of a kilometer of strike length and from surface down to about 200 meters deep to get an idea of what kind of grades we might have and how the continuity looks. So that's kind of what we're doing with the Santiago project. So look forward to some news coming out in January letting you know what's happening with the drilling programs. The next project that we're very excited about is the Baeza project, which is a little bit north of Santiago in an area close to the Morris mine, which is currently in production by Hochschild Mining. It's a Peruvian company that's working up there. The Baeza project, it's a 7-kilometer-long trend of old mines, all gold and silver mines. And there's been a little bit of mining probably within the last 50 years, but other than that, it's all historic. There's been several hundred samples taken off the surface, and they all have up as high as an ounce per ton gold, and many of them are in the 1 to 2 to 5 ppm grams per ton kind of range, which is a very good grade for an open pit mine. So our target there is a very large open pit target. It's very similar to some of the other mines in the area, such as the Dolores mine or the Ocampo mine that Gatlin Gold is working on. So we see a lot of similarities with the geology. Our plan is to start drilling on the Baeza project as we finish the Santiago drilling. So we'll move the drill straight from Santiago right over to Baeza and just continue our drilling programs there. Two other projects in the general area would be the Tecolote area, and those are a series of moderate-grade veins and a structure zone that's about 30 meters wide that averages about 1.5 to 2 grams. It's got three holes in it right now, and we're probably not going to be doing any drilling this year, but we do plan to do a little bit more surface work and see if we can extend the zone. Right now, we have about 300 to 400 meters of vein exposure, and we'll see if we can continue that on down the hill a ways. And then the other area would be the Morris Extension, which surrounds the Morris Mine. The Morris Mine itself, that's in production by Hochschild Mining, is about a 30-meter-wide vein that they're mining by open pit. It runs about 1.5 grams of gold. And we'll be looking at the extension of that coming onto our ground. It looks like it's offset by a series of faults and then down-dropped underneath the gravels of the valley. So we'll be exploring out in there and see if we can't extend that. Probably won't do any drilling on Tecolote or Morris Extension until 2012.
Certainly. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the trends in your sector, Greg, and how well positioned you believe Casa Gold is to capitalize on them.
Well, as everyone knows right now, the gold and silver precious metal markets are crazy. The prices just continue to rally. The world economic situation is really fueling all of that, obviously. So we look at the precious metal exploration sector as being very strong for the next couple of years. There's been a lot of success recently in Mexico as well on the exploration side. So a lot of new projects that were being drilled and tested by some of the larger companies, they ended up putting together some very significant resources that have turned into production scenarios. So that's what we're looking at, is not only is the market favorable because of the precious metal prices, Mexico is a very favorable place to be working because there's been so much exploration success. I've worked in Mexico on and off for about 20 years, and I've been associated with several discoveries, and I think that's a big advantage for us. We understand what a project that has potential looks like. I've worked for a lot of the big mining companies like Newmont and BHP, Phelps Dodge, so I understand what a large project needs to look like. So those are some of the advantages that we see going in. The exploration success that other companies have had shows us that Mexico is still ripe for new things to come along. So we're very excited about the potential in the areas where we're working. The actual projects that we have really haven't had very much exploration work completed on them. So not only do we feel we're in good areas, we're in areas that haven't been explored very thoroughly, and that's another big advantage for us.
Certainly. And so what would you say makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, we're coming out new, so we're a nice, tight structure. We have about 35 million shares issued and outstanding. Because we just completed the IPO, we have enough money to complete the first round of drilling on the Santiago and Baeza projects. We're also looking at several acquisition targets throughout Latin America that are looking very interesting, but those are still in the works. So we're looking at a big acquisition program. Our technical team, I'm a PhD geologist. Our chairman of our board is a geologist with about 30 years of experience as well, and he's the president and CEO of Endeavor Silver Corp. And that's kind of our model. Endeavor started out as an exploration company, immediately moved into production, and now they're doing very well in silver production in Mexico. So CASA's goal is to move towards production of gold in Mexico. And so that's the way we're pushing forward, not only looking at exploration projects, but looking at production scenarios. Our technical team has many years of experience in Latin America. We all speak Spanish and feel very comfortable working in the areas. So we're very comfortable with the culture, with the politics. Everything about being in Mexico is familiar to us. We all have discovery experience. We've all had fairly major successes as far as finding new or expanding existing mining operations. So we feel that's a very big advantage as well. And we have a very good support on the financial side. We have a big following in Europe as well as here in Canada. So we feel that we're going to be able to raise the money as we go forward.
Well, great. And I know you started talking a little bit about your background. Perhaps you could finish walking us through your background and experience, Greg, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management there.
Yeah, I have a PhD in geology. I've been in exploration and mine production for a little over 30 years. I've worked all over North and South America, worked for all the big companies, Newmont, Phelps Dodge, BHP. I was the chief mine geologist for BHP at the Tintaya mine in Peru. Exploration manager in Mexico for Phelps Dodge. So I've been around. I've been lucky enough to be involved with 7 discoveries over my career that have turned into significant expansions to mine or new discoveries, standalone discoveries on their own, that have all gone to production. So I feel like I've had a very successful career. I've been lucky working with some good people. Brad Cook is our chairman, and he is the CEO of Endeavor Silver, and he's been in the business for about 30 years as well, and he's been very successful with the group of companies that he's running here out of the office. Endeavor Silver is the biggest success story at this point. They're a big production silver producing company, focused in Mexico at this point. Good cash flow, stock prices are strong, and they just completed a very large financing to work on expansion of the group. Our vice president of exploration just joined us last week, and I just spent last week with him in Mexico going over the projects and getting him started. He has 30 years experience working in Latin America and Canada. Very experienced gold exploration geologist. Lots of experience with advanced projects, feasibility programs. Has a couple of discoveries and acquisition experience. So I feel that we have a very strong team there as well. Right now we have 7 other geologists in the field working on the Santiago and Baeza projects. So we have a good technical team. Here in Vancouver office, we share backroom staff with the other companies in the office, be CanArc and Aztec Resources. So we have a very nice setup for support groups as well as technical staff.
Right, yeah, those are all pretty familiar names. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the CASA team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, our main goal is to get drilling completed on Santiago and Baeza. The Santiago project, we're drilling into the high-grade veins, and we think we'll get a quick idea of how the grades and continuity of the veins stand up. The idea is to test along the strike length and see if we can add, confirm that the veins are up to a kilometer and a half long. If we can do that and give them some depth, we'll probably move into a more extensive bulk sampling program. And if all that comes together, we'll fast-track that into production. The Baeza project, that's beginning to look to us like a very large open-pit multi-million-ounce type of deposit possibility. We have about 200 samples from the surface that all have very good numbers, and so we're excited that that's going to move forward. That's why we want to start drilling on that as soon as possible. So we'll probably start drilling there in March, and March through June we'll probably be drilling in an extended sampling program to test the entire 7-kilometer-long trend of the old mines and mineralized outcrops that we've been finding. So we expect a lot of strong news coming out on both of those projects in the coming months. We're working on some acquisitions that they're moving along very well. Very significant early stage exploration type program. And we should be making some announcements here in the next month or two on acquisitions on those. And the idea would be to advance those to a drill-ready stage by the end of 2011.
Well, good. And when it comes to, you know, obviously as a new company, as far as investors in a financial community, what do you wish that they better understood from the Casa Gold story?
Well, because we have a lot of old shareholders from the Canarc spin-out, we'd like to get the understanding out that we're aggressive. We're picking up and we're really moving the company forward. Our idea is to evaluate the projects we have, and if they have merit, to move them forward as quickly as possible, and that would be to production. If they don't have merit, we'd like to move them out to maybe a joint venture with another company that's looking for exploration possibilities. Management experience is something that we'd really like everyone to understand. We have a very successful team, a very good reputation, and we want to make sure that people realize that within the next month or two there's going to be some good news coming out, and we're really looking forward to people watching us and seeing how we are able to come through with the things we've been talking about for our upcoming programs.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Greg Myers, CEO and president for Casa Gold Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CZY. Is currently trading at 34 cents a share. And before we conclude, Greg, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Casa Gold as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think right now people coming in, they're coming in on a ground floor opportunity with us just completing our IPO and beginning to trade. We have strong support from Europe and Canada, so we feel that our investor base is very interested in sticking with us. And we have some pretty major opportunities in our projects moving forward. We see some big success coming, and as well acquisition opportunities that look like we have a major opportunity for big success. So we see moving forward not only in exploration but also moving towards production and significant projects that will give shareholders an opportunity to be successful along with us.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Greg, and update our investors on Casa Gold.
Well, thank you very much for the time.